Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by United Prairie Bank Madison, United Prairie Agency, the Madison Liquor Store, Fisher Furniture, Madison Healthcare Services, Sawearable Designs Appleton, T&D Barnwood Rustics Dawson, Happy Hour Bar in Madison, Farm Bureau Financial Services Brian Tevin, Lackparl Farm Bureau, Sarlet's Music of Morris, REC Montevideo, Madison Bottling, Lackparl Historical Society, Madison Optical, and Lackparl Co-op Oil Company.
All right, welcome back to the Chippewa County Fair. Paul Ramo here broadcasting live from the Q92 radio booth. And we are located underneath the grandstand. We're really easy to find. And I just want to encourage you, if you're in the fairgrounds or you come down to the Chippewa County Fair today or tomorrow, stop by our booth, register for prizes. We're giving away a Mall of America package. And that's valid at $400-some dollars and some theater tickets and some other stuff as well. So just register your name, put your phone number on there, and have a chance to win. And it's, of course, what would a county fair be without 4-H? And I have two 4-H young ladies with me, and we'll let you introduce yourself. We'll start with you.
I'm Kaylee Pauling.
Hi, Kaylee. How's it going today?
It's going really good.
Have you showed yet today?
I haven't showed today, but I showed the rest of the week almost every day.
Oh, okay. And you?
I'm Emily LeBlanc.
Emily LeBlanc, okay. And where are you from, Emily?
Granite Falls.
Okay. And how old are you?
19.
So what 4-H group are you in?
Chippewa Champs.
The Chippewa Champs. So how long have you been 4-H?
Since I was like 13, I think.
Okay, 13.
Around then.
Okay, how about you, Kaylee?
I started when I was about 10.
Okay, are you in the Champs too?
No, I'm actually in the Chippewa County Horse Group.
Oh, the horse group.
Yes.
So you're really not in 4-H then, or?
Nope, I'm in 4-H. We have our own separate club.
Oh, okay.
Within the project.
All right. Once again, like I told you before we went on air, I'm a city kid, so you have to educate me here, right? Okay. And Kaylee and I just found out that Kaylee coaches my granddaughter in softball during the summer.
Yeah.
And that's you at the in the third base coaching box, huh?
Yes, it is me.
Yeah, that you do a good job. You enjoy the softball?
Yeah, I love sharing my love for the sport since I graduated with the younger kids and teaching them how to get involved and be good teammates.
All right. Yeah, that was great. That was good to learn. Emily, talk about what you're doing here at the fair in 4-H.
I started off Tuesday with showing my pleasure horse, and on Thursday I showed my games horse, and then this morning I showed my dairy goat.
So a pleasure horse and a game horse.
Yes.
What's the difference? What's that mean?
Pleasure is slower movements in the horse, and games is the fast, like barrels.
You do the barrels and stuff, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. So how do you train your horse to do that?
Just practice?
Just
have a lot of different drills.
Get up and go around the barrel?
Basically.
See, I told you I didn't know much about horses. So how'd you do?
I did pretty good.
Okay.
Good. Got a state fair trip.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times have you been down to the state fair? Number of times?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you do this morning?
Showed my goat.
Showed your goat. Okay. And I saw a little video of that.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
We got third in our class.
Okay.
And second in the state fair lamb, so I'm going to state fair for my goat, too.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Kaylee, you said horses.
Yep.
So talk about what you've been doing here, then.
So on Tuesday, I started off at the pleasure show with my pleasure horse. And then Thursday morning, I got up.
So you competed against each other?
Yeah.
So who won?
I got the pleasure trip for state fair, but we both did really good all around.
Okay.
So then Thursday morning, I got up bright and early for the swine show and showed my pigs. And then I had, during Thursday afternoon, I had the game show. And then that night, I also rode in the ranch rodeo.
Oh, wow. You're busy then.
Yes.
So how'd you do in all them events?
We did really good. We placed. It's the first time I've placed all day in all of my events.
So are you going to the state fair?
Yep, I am going to the state fair with my pleasure horse.
Oh, awesome. So a pleasure horse, you actually ride it?
Yep, so you ride it, so it's more on how the horse moves naturally.
Emily's laughing at me.
Yeah, so we all just get in the ring at the same time and ride in a circle. It's not as exciting as running around the barrels, but it's still pretty fun.
Okay. Well, congratulations on making the state fair.
Thank you.
What do you like about 4-H?
I like how you get to know a whole bunch of different people and bond over your animals, because when you go to school and it's mostly city kids and everything, okay, and nobody really knows or understands, it's nice to have people that know what you're going through.
Okay, good. How about you, Emily?
I like seeing all the kids smile and showing them my animals that they don't get to see every day, right, and seeing the smiles on their faces.
So now you're in college,
yes,
technically. So how many years do you have left in 4-H then?
This is our last year.
This is your last year?
Yes.
Okay. Kind of sad then?
Yeah.
It is. How about you?
Yep, it's my last year, so it's a bittersweet moment.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for stopping by and visiting with us and educating Paul on 4-H a little bit.
You're That's welcome.
All right. Well, that was fun. All right. Yeah, that's Emily LeBlanc and Kaylee Pauling. Kaylee's from Montevideo, and Emily's from?
Granite Falls.
Granite Falls. Okay. And they competed each other in pleasure horse.
Yep, and games.
And games. Okay. And Emily won that one, too?
I took the games trip.
Yep, she took the games trip.
Okay, good. All right. I want to encourage everyone to stop down at Chippewa County Fair. And, boy, big show tonight. The Tripwire's here. My friend Lars Hagelin is in the Tripwire, and they put on a great show. You want to stay for that. That starts at 8:30 tonight here on the fairgrounds. And come on down to the Chippewa County Fair and stop by underneath the grandstand and say hi and register for some prizes here on the Q92 booth. And we'll continue our fair broadcast. We have some more 4-H kids waiting in line here, so we'll talk to them in a little bit.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs on Q92 brought to you in part by Folkestead Furniture, House of Spirits Appleton, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Olson Sanitation, Heartland Eye Care, Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo, Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency Appleton, Heartland Motors of Morris, Dawson Liquor Store, Co-op Credit Union Montevideo. Fair broadcast brought to you in part by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Nortonville, Appleton Area Health, Prairie Sun Bank, Ag Plus Cooperative, Hometown Flooring and Blinds of Hancock, Southwest Insurance of Canby, Doug Service of Marine, and CCM Health, Montevideo. Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by United Prairie Bank Madison, United Prairie Agency, Madison Liquor Store, Fisher Furniture, Madison Healthcare Services, Sawearable Designs Appleton, T&D Barnwood Rustics Dawson, Happy Hour Bar in Madison, Farm Bureau Financial Services Brian Tevin, Lackparl Farm Bureau, Sarlet's Music of Morris, REC Montevideo, Madison Bottling, Lackparl Historical Society, Madison Optical, and Lackparl Co-op Oil Company.
Welcome back to the Chippewa County Fair here in Montevideo. Paul Ramo broadcasting from our Q92 booth once again on this Saturday afternoon. We are located right underneath the grandstand. We're easy to find. Stop by and register for some prizes. We're giving Mall of America package away and some theater tickets and some other things as well. And, of course, a lot of activities later today. Bull riding at 7 o'clock and Tripwire with Lars Hagelin. Lars is a graduate of Lackparl Valley. He has a great band. They'll be on stage at 8:30 tonight here at the Chippewa County Fairgrounds. And, of course, 4-H is a huge thing here during county fairs. And Chippewa County Fair 4-H has a lot of activities going on. Started, what, last week? But joining us now is Lauren McCosh. Lauren, thanks for putting the headset on.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am doing well.
So, where are you from?
I am from Granite Falls.
Okay, and you just graduate?
I graduated in 2020, so this is my last year showing as a 4-H-er.
4-H. So, what 4-H group are you a part, Lauren? What's your club?
I am a part of the horse club.
Oh, okay, not 4-H, part of a horse club. Okay,
yes.
There we go. All right, so you did quite well during the fair. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it went pretty well. I show pigs and horses. So for swine, I had the champion barrow, champion breeding gelt, and champion market gelt, and then won the senior showmanship division.
Wow. So what's the senior showmanship division? What's that about?
So showmanship is judged on how you personally present your animal and how you do as a showman, whereas the different classes are judging your pig only and just their conformation and different things like that.
All right. My question is, how do you train your pig, or what do you got to do with it?
So
a daily chore thing.
Yeah, there is a ton of behind the scenes work that goes into them to get them ready for shows. So
we got time. You can tell us all about it.
So feeding every pig is different, so you have to coordinate your feeding schedule specifically to that pig, and then I also wash a couple different times a week and spray with different products and stuff to get their skin and hair ready.
Really?
Daily walking to train them. You use a whip and just go and yeah.
So is it called the pig's hair? You got to get that just right?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. So there's, lots going into that, but.
Do they like it?
They actually really do. They learn to enjoy it, and they have huge personalities and just end up being like dogs when it comes to brushing and all that stuff.
Awesome. Talk about you have horses?
Yes.
Talk about that this week then.
So I was reserve champion for the senior division with my horse.
Okay.
He is pretty young this year, so I was overall super happy with his performance.
Okay. Did you train? Have you trained it from the beginning then?
Yes, actually. So this is.
What's the horse's name?
His name is Obed.
Obed.
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually, he was my project horse from start to finish.
Oh,
so
wow.
I picked out the stud and everything to breed my mare that I rode before him.
Okay.
So I had him as a baby and then have worked my way up through the training process with him.
Oh, wow.
4-H has a super cool training division that you can do. So it starts at level 1, 2, 3 and just goes up through 6. So we competed in level 4 this year and won the training project too.
Wow. So you start from the beginning to the end here then?
Yep.
Do most kids do that?
No, not a lot of them.
Okay.
For the most part. Yeah.
That's rewarding for you then?
Yeah, it is very rewarding just knowing you put all the effort in yourself.
Awesome. And I saw some pictures of you showing your horse, and you're dressed up pretty good too, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
What do the judges look for in that? The showmanship.
The showmanship.
Or which one are you doing there? The horse.
It's different. Horses have different events for each thing.
Okay.
So there are some classes where it's just your horse being judged and how they're put together. There's other classes for riding.
Oh, okay.
So that's how your horse moves and how it carries itself throughout.
Is that what
the
judge looks for then?
Yeah.
What other things do they look for?
So there's also the showmanship division. So that's on how you personally show your horse and how you ride and are on the ground and everything like that and how you present your horse. So
the judges talk to you after you're done then and what you did right and what you did wrong or?
For 4-H, depending on your judge, a lot of times she will give good feedback because it is just that learning experience.
Okay.
So she wants kids to have the best chance they can to go out and do it in the future.
Okay.
So our judge this year, she was super good at giving feedback and helping out in that way.
So are you on your way to the state fair then?
Yes, I will be going up there. State horse show is separate than the actual state fair. So that will be middle of September, but I will be bringing my pigs up to State Fair.
Okay. So. I have some good friends outside of Madison, the Gibbons. They're Danielle and them, they always went to the what you're talking about, right?
Yep. No.
Oh, do you know them?
We do know the Gibbons.
Oh, okay.
We've grown up showing together.
Oh,
so.
Sure. Of course. Yes. Okay, good. Is this your last year then?
Yes, this will be my last
year. Oh, okay. Is it kind of sad?
I'm grateful for my years. I've made so many different friendships and learned so much through 4-H. I wouldn't change it, but
so how long have you been in 4-H?
I started when I was
five
probably. So it's been a long time.
Okay, awesome. And you get a lot of help along the way with family and friends?
Yeah, family has been awesome at helping out. I wouldn't be able to do it without them, just helping out with chores if I am ever out of town and different things like that.
Okay. All right. Real good, Lauren. Well, thanks a lot for sharing with me and helping me learn a little bit about the horse stuff at the fairgrounds here. I always ask this when I'm interviewing someone, what's your favorite fair food?
Favorite fair food?
Probably
the lemonade. That's a must.
I think it's right outside the door here, lemonade stand.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, huh? Lemonade?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You know, no one said that before. So you're the first one that said lemonade, so I'll have to mark that down. All right, thank you.
All right.
See, being on the radio wasn't so bad, was it?
Well, I guess not.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
That's Lauren McCosh from Granite Falls here talking about her champion senior showman. She won champion senior showman, champion breeding gilt and market barrel. So she's very involved in 4-H, right? Okay. All right, that wraps up this broadcast from the fair, and stay tuned to Q92. We'll continue with more fair broadcasts underneath the grandstand here at the Chippewa County Fair.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs on Q92 brought to you in part by Folkestead Furniture, House of Spirits Appleton, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Olson Sanitation, Heartland Eye Care, Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo, Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency Appleton, Heartland Motors of Morris, Dawson Liquor Store, Co-op Credit Union Montevideo. Fair broadcast brought to you in part by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Nortonville, Appleton Area Health, Prairie Sun Bank, Ag Plus Cooperative, Hometown Flooring and Blinds of Hancock, Southwest Insurance of Canby, Doug Service of Marine, and CCM Health, Montevideo.